Why do teeth tend to move back after treatment, and what truly holds a smile in place long term? Retention has always been one of orthodontics' biggest puzzles, with biological, mechanical, and behavioral factors all playing a role. In this episode, we'll piece together the scientific rationale behind orthodontic retention and uncover how each element contributes to lasting treatment stability. When I think about orthodontic retention, I am always reminded of Oppenheim's old remark, "Retention isn't a problem, it is the problem." In this review, Declan Millet explores why, despite decades of research, we still struggle to keep teeth where we've placed them. He shows that relapse is not simply the result of poor compliance, but the expression of biology, growth, and time. After tooth movement, the periodontal and gingival tissues are stretched and disturbed. They need months to reorganize, and their elastic fibers continually pull toward the original position. The alveolar bone remodels slowly, and that lag creates biological instability. Then we have the soft tissue envelope, the balance between lips, cheeks, and tongue. Teeth live in a neutral zone of pressure. If we push them beyond that zone, especially in the lower labial segment, relapse is inevitable. The original lower arch form must be respected. Expansion, particularly transverse expansion, remains the least stable movement we make. Millet also reminds us that facial growth and aging continue long after active treatment ends. Mandibular rotation and soft tissue adaptation can create late lower incisor crowding even in untreated individuals. It's a natural process, not a failure of orthodontics. To reduce relapse, adjunctive measures like circumferential supracrestal fibrotomy or interproximal reduction may help, but they do not eliminate the problem. Pharmacological methods are still experimental. And so, we arrive at the paradox of modern retention. We prescribe lifelong retainers for everyone, yet we know that change will still occur. The clinician cannot hold back craniofacial aging indefinitely. What we can do is plan intelligently, tailor retention individually, and involve our patients in every decision. In the end, this review leaves us with humility. Stability is not a guarantee. It's a dynamic balance between tissue biology, growth, and patient behavior. Our task is to guide that balance, not to pretend we can freeze it in time. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.